Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the morning news. A man armed with a knife at the foot of the Eiffel Tower was arrested this weekend. The anti-terrorist section of the Paris Public Prosecutor's Office is in charge of the investigation. Once in custody, the man admitted planning an attack on a soldier and added that he was connected to a member of the Islamic State who pushed him to take action. The suspect is 18 years old and has stayed at several locations in psychiatric hospitals. He has already been convicted for glorifying terrorism 2 years ago. Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to Nicole Bric. The head of state praised a free woman with a great sense of state. The senator and former socialist minister was one of the first to join the movement of Emmanuel Macron. She died after having fallen downstairs. Nicole Bric was 70 years old. New night of violence in Venezuela. 2 people were killed and 8 others captured during the attack of a military base in Valencia in the north of the country. President Nicolas Maduro evokes a terrorist act as the new assembly, very much contested by the opposition and the international community, was put in place this weekend with a first stunt, the dismissal of one of President Maduro's main opponents. A figure from abroad, 40 billion euros. This is the cost of the Brexit, the sum that Britain may have to pay to get out of the European Union. At least this is what the Sunday Telegraph has published. These figures are half as much as the first figures mentioned by Brussels. Soccer with the Premier League and the results of the first day of yesterday. Marseille won 3-0 at home against Dijon, 3-0 also for Lille against Nantes, and then a tie 2 everywhere for Angers and Bordeaux. And the World Athletics Championships in London was a beautiful day for the French. Several have qualified for the finals. Renaud Lavillenie in pole vaulter, Garfield Darien in the 110-meter hurdles, and Pierre-Ambroise Boss in the 800-meter race. Today, Christophe Lemaitre will be on the track for the 200-meter race. And then Johnny will soon be back on stage. The singer has been treated for cancer for the past few months, but this obviously does not prevent him from being in good shape, since he announced a rock and blues tour for next year, to the great delight of his many fans. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.